Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We wanted to understand, and it was fascinating yesterday. It was absolutely fascinating yesterday to see how news was being conveyed and consumed. And I was wondering what it was like before social media. Well, I remember when Princess Diana died, I remember waking up, turning on the TV and seeing on CNN that this had happened. But because there was no social media at the time, but everything in the way we convey and consume news definitely has changed. Professor Anton Harbour, Executive Director of the Campaign for Free Expression. A very good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am well, thanks. It was really interesting yesterday because we could get the news from so many different angles. There were things on social media like BBC presenters have put on black ties. What does that mean? Look, the BBC logo's turned to black. This is happening here. We almost got the sense, if you were following relevant people, you really had this feeling on social media that you were covering all the bases. It was quite an interesting, fantastic experience in obviously not the content of it, but from a news perspective.
You're quite right that what has changed is the flow of news now. It used to be that you would wait for a formal announcement that would come via the BBC or from Buckingham Palace for an event such as this. But now speculation and then different elements start to flow on social media, and it does cover all bases. Of course, not all of it is accurate because it's not verified and social media is unfiltered. Mm. But in fact, it seemed to me yesterday that most of it was simply recording signals such as the royal family gathering in Balmoral, and BBC changing its attire and its screen colors and things like that that signaled that it had happened.
That's so interesting. What you're saying is that we read signals the whole day yesterday. And that's exactly what it was, because there was another thing, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but where somebody was reporting from the House of Commons that their notes being passed around, people are looking very somber, there's something going on at the moment. And those were the things that we were looking out for.
Correct. It used to be a controlled top-down system. The rules, the protocols in England still followed that old system where there would be formal announcements in a certain, following a very strict procedure of who was informed first and how they were informed and how it spread out. But social media breaks all of that down. It's not controlled, it's not filtered, and the role of the rest of the media then is less to break the news as to then verify and substantiate and contextualize and fill in all the gaps.
That's one role, but it's not that compelling. I mean, it's important, certainly, but from a viewer perspective and from a consumer's perspective, that role is a lot less interesting. What then becomes the role of the BBCs and the Skies of the world?
Well, first, there's a very important role in verification because we know social media needs verification.
Sure.
But secondly, they tell a fuller, more contextualized story so that if you then want obituaries or to think about the implications and to start teasing out the meaning of this event, that's when you rely much more on traditional media. And that's what they offer that social media can't really. So there's a change in the ecology of news with different media playing different roles. But by and large, they still all have their role to play. And it's been largely accepted by traditional media that their role is not to break the news, to be first with the news, but to verify what may have spread on social media.
And maybe go a little bit deeper than social media obviously is able to do.
That's correct. That's what journalists offer that citizens on social media can't really.
Mm. How do they combine the two? Because that's always the ultimate challenge. If you could combine the two, and obviously most media houses, all media houses, have social media accounts and they're on Twitter, but they come at it from a different perspective. They have a lot more responsibility, so they can't really participate in the same way that others might.
No, they all use social media, and sometimes they break stories on social media. But they obviously, for obvious reasons, place a much greater weight on verification, on getting it right and not rushing into social media. I mean, we can also cite occasions where social media breaks stories that turn out to be
part true or untrue.
Oh, yes. There's no question. Yeah. Sometimes by accident and sometimes maliciously.
Right.
So there's enormous importance in verification from traditional media. But as I say, the flow of our media, of our news breaking, has very substantially changed, and all the media have adapted to that.
Right.
Knowing that people are likely to see and hear it first on social media, they then play a secondary role, put their energies into that secondary role. The only stories that traditional media can really break are stories they create themselves, such as investigative stories that can't easily be devalued on social media.
Do you think that we are becoming, that social media and actors on social media are becoming a little bit more responsible, or is it the same sort of behavior that we've been seeing?
No, I sadly don't think there's greater responsibility.
Pity.
I think that we have to constantly remind ourselves, alert other people, teach people how to question and verify social media, because very often there is malicious disinformation that's spread on it. And we have to be increasingly aware of that and careful of that.
Right. Absolutely. And that is where we leave it. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction, please, on 34519 or 061-895-1019. Professor Anton Harbour, he's the Executive Director of the Campaign for Free Expression, talking about how Queen Elizabeth's death demonstrated the increasing dependence on social media. It's 7:30.